switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.
The Spirit of Faith Netcast is on the air. Once again, love the fact that you're joining us this week. I tell you, we got some things that are happening here that I'm really excited about. Now, you know, I've told you before that the vision of Word of Faith Ministries is to proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, and train people to fulfill the Word of God. And since we're in between topics this week, I want to take this opportunity to tell you a little bit about some of the things that's happening in the middle part of our vision, which is to showcase ministries. That is to be a help and an aid and a support to other ministries. And I've talked about the fact that we have an ongoing project right now. Those of you that desire to participate in that project and contribute toward new cameras that will be high-definition cameras that will allow us to not only do this netcast, I mean, it's one thing to do this one, I appreciate that, but it's also going to help us to help other ministries do various netcasts, including our church that I attend, Faith and Victory Church, where Ed Taylor is pastor. So if you want to pray about that, I sure would encourage you to become a part of that project with those high-definition cameras. It's going to be really exciting when we get that going. But in the meantime, I was recently on Brother Gary Price's television program down in Concord, North Carolina. Pastor Price is pastor of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord. And if you're looking for a good word church down in the Concord area, you need to go see Brother Gary. He is really doing some things down there. And he's on his local cable outlet down there. They have a Time Warner cable. I believe it's Time Warner. I may be wrong about that. I'm used to that because I'm in Time Warner area. But at any rate, he's on the cable down there. And I believe it's Channel 6 on Monday evenings at 8:30. So I'd encourage you to tune in if you're in that area at all and can get the Concord cable system. Be sure to watch his program. We're soon going to have that program on the internet. You'll be able to watch it there. So I'd encourage you to do that. And, you know, just stay tuned for it. It's going to be a little while. We're getting all that together with the DVDs and so forth. He's got to send them up to me, and I've got to encode them. There's a lot of technical things involved. But basically, we'll have that done very shortly and hopefully get that on the air. But in the meantime, I want to tell you about some things that happened in the process of that taping. I went down to Concord to Brother Gary's studio, and I was in the process of taping the programs, and we went to lunch, you know, after the taping was done. And the next guest on his program was another local pastor from there, and we got to talking and sharing about some things. And one of the things that they were talking about was a new venture started by a brother in Maiden, North Carolina, Howard Cagle, and he has started a Word of Faith radio network. And so we were talking about that and talking about national ministries that were going to be going on and, of course, some local ministries going on. And, you know, I was fascinated by the whole idea of a Word of Faith radio network. And, of course, I was on radio many, many years ago, as early as 1976, had a program on Winston-Salem Station. And then a little after that, around 79, I believe it was, went back on the radio with one of our local stations at the time, WLXN in Lexington, which is no longer the call letters. Don't go looking for it. That was many years ago, as I said, 79, and it's long since off the air. But I went on that station, was on for many years on that station, and we picked up three other stations that we were on with the Spirit of Faith broadcast. And if you'd like to read more about that particular broadcast in that time frame, you can look on our website, wofm.org, and kind of look under the history section, if you will, and you can find out something about the Spirit of Faith broadcast and the topics that we taught on, the guests we had. We had Buddy Bell and Doyle Tucker and Bob Lemon and local ministries. We had a lot of different guests that we had on and did a lot of teaching the Word. It was really, really neat, and really enjoyed it for all those years. Well, as you can imagine, I got into radio and was ministering along those lines. So hearing about a new Word of Faith radio network was pretty exciting. Then come to find out it was going to be internet radio, essentially. And then they were going to broadcast that internet radio signal on low power AM stations. Well, that intrigued me. So I had to get up with Brother Howard Cagle, and Word of Faith Broadcasting is his ministry, which is, by the way, a nonprofit ministry out of Maiden, North Carolina. And I told him some of the things that I had on my heart to do to help them from a technical perspective, because, as you know, I'm into computing and computers and computer systems administration, things along that line. And he was excited. He was blessed by the idea that there was somebody out there that could help him with his vision, which he'd literally been working on since 2004. Now, you say, well, you know, if he's not on the internet yet, then what was he doing all that time? Well, for one thing, he was assembling the board of directors for his ministry. He was getting people in prayer and support. And he went ahead and had a block of 2 hours of Word of Faith radio programming that he put on several different radio stations. Matter of fact, at this point in time, he's on two radio stations with this two-hour block of Word of Faith programming. And because of the effort and energy he put into it and the contacts he's made through the years, he's been in the Word of Faith message just about the same time I have, since the early 70s or mid-70s. And we talked about, we even know a lot of the same people. I mean, it's amazing we hadn't run into each other. Probably have, don't even know it. But at any rate, thoroughly enjoyed talking with him and hearing about his vision. And I just got really excited about the vision of Word of Faith Radio. So suffice it to say, let's just kind of cut it short and say that what I ended up doing was designing a website for him, getting that out there. And if you'd like to go to WOFR.org, and I know ours is WOFM.org, but his is Word of Faith Radio. Ours is Word of Faith Ministries. So it is very similar, but WOFR.org. If you'll go there, you will actually be able to tune in a test feed of the network right now. So he went from planning stages, and I tell you what he has been doing. He has been arranging with a lot of different ministries. He's calling ministries almost every day, setting up the network, because his goal is to get the time on the network kind of spoken for and slotted before the end of March. And, of course, as I record this, this is March the 1st. So, basically, he set a pretty impressive goal for himself to fill up 24 hours of programming with Word of Faith and only Word of Faith. Now, get this, only Word of Faith programming for that 24-hour network time. And so, I tell you, it's exciting to me because I tell you why. What does the Scripture say? Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You've got to hear the Word ministered in order for faith to come. Now, this morning, as I record this, this is a Sunday afternoon, and this morning in our church at Faith and Victory Church, Pastor Ed Taylor was teaching on digging deep and building a foundation on the Word. And as he told that parable, as he quoted the Scripture, where Jesus was talking about digging deep and building a foundation, the first thing he said was, you must hear my sayings. In order to dig the foundation deep, you've got to hear the sayings of Jesus. You've got to hear the Word of Faith taught. Now, let me put it this way, too. It doesn't help you to hear the Word of doubt and unbelief unless you want to develop doubt and unbelief in your life. You're going to be, listen closely, you're going to be what you listen to, particularly what you take the time to listen to. The Word says in the book of Proverbs that we need to put the Word first, and actually says it this way. It says attend to the Word. If you'll put the Word first place in your life, see, attending to something means, and you probably said this in conversation, talking with somebody, they may say, hey, how about coming down to the coffee shop with me? We'll have some coffee and talk about what's going on in your life and just want to catch up a little bit. And you think, you know, I'd love to do that, but there's something I have to attend to first. What you have to attend to first takes precedent over what you'd really like to do. I mean, you'd like to take the time to go with that brother to the coffee shop and kick back and talk a little bit, but you have something you have to attend to, and that's understandable. And if they're at all understanding, compassionate about your time and your, you know, where you have to be and so forth, they'll say, oh, that's fine. We'll catch up later because you have something to attend to. Well, you need to attend to the Word of God. There's nothing more important than attending to the Word, than hearing the Word. Now, I don't know if you're like me. Some of you I know are because I've talked to some of you that listen and watch the netcast. But if you're like me at all, I like to listen to something while I'm working. See, I have a job that I sit at a desk and I'm sitting in front of a computer and I'm doing a lot of technical things. But to be honest, it's technical stuff that's fairly easy for me because I've studied it for so long and I know about it so well. I don't really have to spend a lot of time and attention with it. I'm just doing the job. So I like a background. You understand what I'm saying? I like something going in the background. And a lot of times it's music, but more often than not, I'm hearing the Word of God taught from Brother Copeland or Jerry Savelle or Jesse Duplantis or Creflo Dollar, somebody that's teaching me the Word of Faith, which is what we preach. Amen. Word of Faith Ministries. That's what Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says, the Word of Faith, which we preach. Well, they're preaching the Word of Faith. I'm hearing the Word of Faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Same chapter, verse 17 of Romans 10. So what happens? Faith comes. It gets built into my heart. I'm digging and building that foundation on the Word. And then the Word will come out your mouth. And when the Word comes out of your mouth and it's in your heart in abundance, what do we found out from our studies? It comes to pass. Amen. Like we said last week, if Jesus doesn't have it, he'll make it for you. Amen. That's what one of the translations says when he said, ask anything in my name and I will do it. Well, the actual Greek there says, if I don't have it, I will make it for you. But you know what? You've got to have a foundation on the Word. You've got to have dug deep. Now, you know, rather than re-preaching Pastor Ed's message from this morning, go over to fvc.org, click on the stream and audio, and listen to that message because it will bless you. Again, we're a showcase of ministries. I want to showcase Pastor Ed's ministry. I want to showcase Brother Harold's ministry, Word of Faith Radio. I want to showcase Gary Price's ministry. All these guys, they're preaching the Word of Faith. And that's what we're about here. It's not about me. It's about preaching the Word of Faith. Amen. So I get excited about WOFR.org. I'm going to put it right there across the bottom. WOFR.org. And you need to go there and you need to click on that listen live. Now, you know, what does it do for you? Well, you're hearing the Word of God. At this point in time, you're hearing a test feed. And that test feed has music. It has Brother Copeland and Jesse and Creflo and Gloria and Jerry and a whole bunch of other people preaching the Word of Faith, and just to get you set for what's coming. But there will come a time that it will be a scheduled series of messages, of programs, just like a radio station. You know why? Because it really is a radio station. It's internet radio. But now here's where the vision gets even more exciting. That's what I want to share with you. And that is, local individuals and churches throughout the country, I believe throughout the world, have the ability to buy some equipment. You know, I'm saying if they're led to do this, you know, there's nothing forcing them, but if they get excited, they can buy some equipment and they can actually broadcast a low power signal to their area. Now you say, well, low power, what does that mean? It's not going to reach very far. Well, maybe not. But if you're in a metropolitan area, and let's say your church is right smack in the middle of a lot of people clustered together, maybe apartment complexes or whatever, and you get one of these low power transmitters, it's just a little box. You hook that up to your computer, and Word of Faith Radio, WOFR, is broadcasting over the internet. You plug that box into that signal and it gets translated, so to speak, or broadcast out into your community. Now here's something that's even more exciting. I tell you, I think God's bringing something together here. I really do. You know, we know that in the last days, the Word's going to be preached to the whole world as a witness. and then Jesus is going to come back. Amen. That's what the scripture says. Well, this is one of those ways I believe that the gospel is going to be preached to the whole world, because this is out there on the internet where anybody can hear it at any time that has a computer. But not everybody has a computer, right? We've talked about that. Not everybody can watch this netcast because not everybody has a computer or an iPod that they can download and watch the netcast. But there's a whole lot of people that have AM radios. And there's a lot of people that have FM radios. Now, here's the exciting part about the next phase of this. There's legislation before Congress right now. I'm talking right now, March of 2009, that will allow low-power FM stations as well as the low-power AM stations. Now, the difference between a low-power station and a high-powered station is that it reaches a smaller area, but here's the good part. It doesn't require special licensing. You don't have to, apply to the FCC. You don't have to go through long process. You don't have to get call letters. You don't have to do all of those things that are necessary to start a radio station. But, you know, and the whole idea is it's almost like for hobbyists, you understand? The comparison that you could make is, there are people who fly airplanes, and they go to school, and they get their pilot's license, and they spend a lot of time, effort, energy, and finances to become pilots. But you know what? There's some people out there that fly ultralights, that they build themselves, fly it out of their pasture. They don't have a pilot's license, and it's perfectly legal because experimental ultralight aircraft are not licensed. They can just be flown by anybody, you know? Now, I don't know that I'd want to do that, but there are those that do. But you know what? I sure don't mind flying a low-power AM station, if you get my drift. In other words, low-power AM is the same way. You don't have to have the license. You don't have to have fancy equipment. You don't have to have all these different things. But you can simply broadcast. Now, there's a few things just out of courtesy that you ought to do. Make sure you find a part of the radio band that's open and available. Make sure you're not going to interfere with anybody. And then you can broadcast, and it's, as I say, almost like a hobby, almost like the old ham radio days, you know. Well, that's low-power AM. Low-power FM is coming. And I don't know what they're going to set the power range at, but there are devices for a few $100s that fit in your computer like a card. It just fits right in there. That can go as high as 15 watts, which again doesn't sound like much, but that would allow you to broadcast up to 12 miles with an FM radio signal. Now, I tell you, that's exciting, because the bottom line is, whether it's low-power AM or low-power FM, you could be preaching the Word of Faith message to your community, your city, your, maybe you're out in the middle of the country, I don't know, you just want it to go from here to the barn, I don't care. The bottom line is, you're going to be preaching the Word of Faith through Word of Faith Radio. Now, you say, well, this all sounds really great, but what can I do? Well, there's two things you can do. Pray. Biggest thing you can do, pray, believe God for two main things right now. One is, pray that this bill passes through Congress for low-power FM, because FM is a very clear signal, and depending on what they set the power range at, that will be awesome. So be praying along those lines, and listen for the news, and you may hear them talk about that when they eventually pass it. I just believe they're going to do it. All right, so that'll open up FM. AM's already there. So pray about those areas. And then the second thing is, and I don't have any personal stake in this. I don't have anything, you know, financially or otherwise that I get out of this other than just being excited about it. Believe for the financial blessing of Word of Faith broadcasting, which, again, has nothing to do with my ministry other than the fact that preaching the Word of Faith, which is what we preach. But I tell you what, they've got some big things lined up that they're going to be doing, not the least of which they have an opportunity to buy a 10,000-watt AM radio station in Cherryville, North Carolina, that'll reach that whole area. Brother Harold has already owned that station. But I tell you what, it's up for sale, and they've come to him, said, would you like to buy it? I tell you what, folks, get behind that. Pray along those lines. Believe for the finances to come in to Word of Faith Broadcasting Incorporated to be able to do that. Because I told him, I said, you know, that would be awesome to have the Word of Faith Radio Network lineup coming across that station, and that be the powerhouse, if you will, the main, what's the word I'm looking for here? The anchor station, maybe, is the best way to think of it, to the whole network, being that station. And of course, it might be the first of many. What do we know? Praise God. There may be some good things happening along that line too. Have more stations in the terrestrial radio network. But eventually, the network of low power stations and the network of the high power stations, I tell you what, we need to preach the word of faith to the whole world, and this is one way of doing it. So, I just wanted to share all that with you. Now, here's what you can do. As I said, pray along those lines. Go to WOFR.org. It's on the bottom of the screen there, and check it out and see what God is doing in this area. I tell you what, I know I'm an old radio guy, and I just get excited about that. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's one way that you will find faith going out to the world in these days. It's also going to go out through streaming video like we've got right here. It's going to go out through internet television. It's going to go out through a number of different ways. But I tell you what, I want to be involved in every available voice. Amen. All right. Well, I tell you what, we'll pick up here next time. By next time, I trust we will have the video from the sessions that we shot down there at Brother Gary's church, and we'll be able to share some of that with you, because we got in some good things from the Word of God in his program. So we'll pick up with that, I hope, next week if we get the DVDs in for that. In the meantime, write me. I'd love to hear from you. Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org. And remember to be praying about Word of Faith Radio. And you want to support them financially, that'd be fine, too. I'd appreciate that. Hallelujah. If you want to support our effort to get the HD cameras, that's great. Go ahead and click that donate button over there and right here on the screen, and you can donate toward that. We got some good projects going. And I tell you what, anytime you have a chance to sow seed into good ground, then that's going to abound to your finances. It's going to come back to you, because when you give, it is given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men are going to give into your bosom, Luke 6:38. So I tell you what, opportunities to preach the word, opportunities to share. And I got a little thing for you here at the very end, little kicker. I signed up with Word of Faith Radio. When the network starts, we're going to have a 15-minute daily Monday through Friday radio program on again. And what do you know? Dr. Bill going to be back on the radio. That's going to be good. So join us for that. Be praying about it. And remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God.
Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Cast not away your confidence. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Keep the switch of faith turned on.